Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, so welcome. Hey, I'm not doing COVID, all right? I'm going to try to, like, walk away from COVID as much as I possibly can, but I just want to, this is at WBEN.com. U.S. health advisors said today that some Americans who received Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine should get a half-dose booster to bolster protection against the virus. The panel of advisors to the FDA voted unanimously to recommend a booster shot for seniors, adults with other health problems, jobs or living situations that put them at increased risk for COVID-19. Now, I don't see anywhere where they talk about those of us who have natural immunity because we had COVID and we fought it off. Now, are they going to start saying that, well, to be considered fully vaccinated, you must now have the booster shot? Because, frankly, I'll talk to my docs about this. I don't see much point in getting the booster shot. I had COVID. It was no big deal at all. I've got lingering brain fog. Yeah, I'm not, no big secret. Yeah, sometimes I hit a wall of fatigue at the most inopportune. At the most inopportune moments. But as far as a booster shot, WTAF, why would I need one? I had it. My immune system is like, It's like a 44 Magnum in the hands of Dirty Harry Callahan, all right? There's no point in my getting a damned a booster shot. And if you had COVID and you had the Moderna shots, what the hell do you need a booster for? They never address that. And it pisses me off because it doesn't make sense. Anyway, all right, that's enough COVID talk. We are doing ghost stories, or as Tim Wenger says, Tom is mailing it in. But anyway, I'm not really, because look, this is showbiz in the final analysis. What is the most requested show, the most talked about show? When I go out with friends and people say, I love your ghost shows. The ghost shows. Are you doing a ghost show? People were calling Pasquale the other day. Are you doing ghost shows? Well, yeah, thank you for the reminder. Not once has anybody said, you know, Tom, those interviews where you bury politicians and make them look stupid, I love, that doesn't happen. It's always the ghost shows. I could run naked across Maple Road. People wouldn't talk about it. They'd say, yeah, that was an interesting story, but are you going to do a ghost show? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Pasquale, I don't know that line one meets the criteria for today's program. You need to figure that one out for me, okay? It doesn't sound like it's a ghost story. I mean, I don't know if it is or if it isn't, but did I leave off with somebody prior to the break? Sorry, guys. This actually happened before COVID. I always forget if I'm talking to somebody. All right, sorry about that. Let's go to Karen in Williamsville. You are on WBEN. Karen, real-life ghost story. What happened? Put us in the picture. Karen?
You all know. Hello?
Yes, you're on. Hello.
Hi.
That's on us. That's not you.
Pasquale
was smoking a fatty during the break.
Oh. I was. My husband and I were dating at the time, and this was back in like 83 or 84, and I never met his grandfather, and his grandfather was very sick, and his grandfather had passed away. Now, They don't have a lot of pictures, family pictures around, so I never saw him or met him in person, and we had only been going together for a short amount of time. And his mom and dad had went out to dinner or something, and we were at the house, and my husband was in the kitchen, and this is a house that he grew up in. And I'm standing in the living room, and it was around the corner from the kitchen, and I was asking him questions about his grandfather. He was very close with him. And I said, did your grandfather stand about so tall, have white hair, and had that square jawline like you do? And he said, yeah. And I said, did your grandfather wear the Dickie outfits? You know how they always, the workers would wear like the same blue kind of top with the blue Dickie pants? And he had that on. And my husband comes around and he's looking at me around the corner. And he said, how did you know that? I go, your grandfather was just standing right here. And my husband's eyes were welling up. He goes, you described my grandfather to a T. And he had the same, and I go, he's just standing there smiling. And then all of a sudden he was gone. It was a very faint image, but he went and got an album out. Because, they, like I said, they didn't have a lot of photos around. He got a photo album out. And he and I said, that's your grandfather. That's who I just saw.
Oh, okay. That's pretty, that's remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. You didn't know what the dude looked like. You described him. Then you saw the picture and picked him out of a photo lineup.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, one of the things I said earlier, and I say this every year, I do believe in ghosts, even though I've never seen a ghost. I don't know if they're conscious or if they're just repeating, you know, waveforms of energy or whatever. But based on what you saw, do ghosts, like, are they aware that they're there?
Yeah, I would say so. I actually was on your show last year, and I really appreciate you doing these because it's awesome. And I told you the story about seeing my grandmother when I was only, like, in first grade, and she had passed away.
Yeah, well, you know, I say this every year. My mother saw a full-body apparition of her recently deceased grandmother sitting on a bench at the Buffalo Zoo during a class trip. My mother still does not believe in ghosts. She saw the holy grail of ghosts and still does not believe.
Oh, wow.
That damn church has corrupted her mind. I thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to hear about that one. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I mean, come on. When you see something actually there and you watch it dematerialize, how do you say that you didn't see it? I mean, that just makes no sense to me. I write her about it. Don't worry. I give her proper writing. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Funeral homes and nursing homes and hospitals. I know I kind of put you in a delicate position there, but you can use a different name and just say you're calling from Gary, Indiana or someplace. Nobody's going to know. But I've got one email from a funeral guy saying, never saw anything weird. And then another funeral guy saying, wow, I have got some experiences I could tell you. So it would make sense, wouldn't it? Here's Sean in Buffalo on WBEN. Sean, go.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Howdy.
My story was happened to me about 6 months ago. I was working construction at this old old restaurant in Buffalo, and it was around 3 o'clock in the morning. I was working by myself. I had to finish putting some stuff up, and I'm down in the bottom area of the restaurant. And I'm in the hallway, and I'm, you know, sawing something. All of a sudden, I felt like something was watching me. And my hair and my arms stood up, my neck, I got all prickly. And a side view of my face, I turned for 1 second, I went to my eye, I saw this little girl, maybe about 2 seconds, staring at me. And then as soon as I turned my head, she ducked in the back room, the doorway, and that's what I saw.
Do you recall anything in particular about this little girl?
Yes, because I caught like for a couple, like 2 seconds, but she was about maybe 3.5 feet tall, blonde hair, white dress. It was a little white girl. And
if you had to identify an era, what would you say, 1920s, 1890s?
It was 1900s, early 1900s. Now, the building I'm working in dates back from the Pan Am
Oh, that was 1901.
Yeah, it was like 1901. Yeah, 1901. The building.
And but wait a minute. There's only one building that still. Oh, it wasn't actually on the exposition grounds, but it was built around that time.
Yeah, it was by Hoyt Lake.
Okay, yeah, because the Buffalo Historical Society is the only surviving building of the Pan American Exposition. It was not built to be a permanent place. It was built, you know, temporarily, kind of like some of today's houses in luxury neighborhoods. Oh, hold, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Your car. You were there at 3 a.m.
At 3 a.m.
Dude, I hope we're getting double time or triple time in this. hold on, would you, Sean?
Sure.
All right. Very interesting. Now, they claim, I don't know if we're going to get any more calls about this, they claim that if you start doing work on an old building that is haunted, that it disturbs the spirits, and you're more likely to see a ghost if you start doing renovations. I've done so many renovations in my house, I've never seen a damn thing. My house is as clean as a whistle. Let's go back to Sean in Buffalo, who, like I say, I hope he was getting triple time if he was there at 3 a.m. doing construction work. Saw a little white girl in a white dress, about 3.5 feet tall. He had originally felt somebody looking at him. I think we've all had that feeling. He turned around. He turned his head a quarter. He saw this little girl. Then this little girl ducked behind this doorway, if I got the story correct. What can you add to what we've talked about?
Well, I kind of walked over there. And I looked in the room, and there was nothing there. I was like, but I still had like a feeling like that someone's watching you. And so I said, hey, it's okay. I'm just here working on the building. Everything's, you know, everything's cool. So I talked to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And right after that, I kind of closed up, and that was it for that. But that wasn't I wasn't the first one to actually see her. Numerous people have seen her, actually, who worked there.
So there are corroborating witnesses who also saw the ghost of this little girl at a building from 1900, 1901, which is a restaurant.
Yes. Chef was...
It's not on Delaware Avenue, is it?
No, it's not on Delaware Avenue.
You're not at liberty to say which one?
Well, it's by Hoyt Lake, and it's the... It's the only restaurant in Hoyt Lake.
Okay.
And
that is so cool. I mean, okay.
One of the chefs was by himself. It always happens weird when you're by yourself. One of the chefs was by himself prepping late at night, happened again at night, and prepping for tomorrow, next day. And he saw a little kid run by him. And he knew he was the only person there. And he ran after the kid. Opened the door, no one was there. And it freaked the guy out so much that he left all his tools, left all his knives, everything, and just left the building. Never came back.
See, I think you did the thing that I would hope that I would have the presence of mind to do in a similar situation. Say, it's okay, honey. I'm only here doing some work. You know, come on out and play.
Yeah, that's what I did. And like, the one... if you look in the cameras, you'll see, like... things move sometimes, like at cameras at night. If you're looking at the surveillance cameras, you'll see things moving at night inside the building, like a little bit, like a little movement, or you'll see like I don't want to say orbs, it's not orb, more like a mist.
Okay, well, look, that doesn't do it for me, because that can be dust or bugs. Okay, that doesn't do it. But here's the thing. If you've got the time and you've got the access, sit down. Watching surveillance video is time consuming and it's a pain in the ass. But what I would do is I would focus on one camera, okay, and I'd play it at maybe 3 times speed and see if you can actually capture, see if this ghost thing has ever been captured on tape. I mean, let's put it this way. The only time you're going to look at a surveillance tape typically is when something goes wrong, like you get burglarized. Then you look at it. Otherwise, you don't bother.
You'll see something like moving around, like a mist-like looking thing. Later, because we're usually there until like 2 a.m.
I wish somebody would just like take the time to look at the whole surveillance system, but you know, you don't know what time to look, you don't know what day to look. I mean, ghosts aren't on schedule.
Exactly. And it's you know, it's not like a moment. Like, you don't feel like, you know, like it's going to, like, you know, freak you out. But it was just creepy. You know what I mean? But it wasn't like it's going to, you know, hurt you. She was just checking you out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, I mean, kudos to you for talking to her. I would have said, hey, come, I want to see you again.
You know what? I it's kind of like that because, you know, when I work down there, I work in the building. So if I go down there the first thing in the morning, or if I go down, if I'm the last person to leave, I actually do say, hey, how you doing? You know what I mean? And you know, bye or hi, you know?
That's cool. What else are you going to do? I mean, you know what you saw, and you got corroborating witnesses who've seen the same thing. So you're not nuts. Thanks. I'm glad you called. Great call.
Yeah. You know, I love you guys' show, by the way. Your show is awesome.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. That means a lot, more than you could even begin to imagine. I do regard you as my friends, my radio pals, and I get a chance to meet many of you when I'm out and about. Forgive me if I'm not my full self these days. It's going to take some time to get back to some semblance of what for me is normal. Anyway, ghost stories. Every time I do this show gets better and better. I mean, and you know exactly what I'm looking for. Nobody's called in at all and even tried to get on the air by saying, well, I was asleep and we've had some good stuff.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Isn't that the most awesomely spooky beginning to any song ever? How many of you know who that is? How many of you, who knows who that? All right, I'll save you. It's Vanilla Fudge, and the song is Bang Bang. And if it sounds familiar, it's probably because Netflix just put the Zodiac movie back up with Robert Downey Jr. And I disagree with his conclusions, but it's a really, it's like kind of a classic 2007 movie, really is. I mean, I've watched it like so many times. It's about the Zodiac Killer. Anyway, because I'm normal and I true crime stuff fascinates me. I love seeing mysteries solved. Love solving my own, matter of fact. But anyway, welcome to the program. Your humble host here has never seen a ghost. Nothing has changed since last Halloween. I have not seen a ghost. I've had zero paranormal experiences this year. In my life, I have. I recorded two EVPs at the family plot at Forest Lawn, one which said Blue Flame, which I later realized may have been a reference to the Archangel Michael and the Knights of the Blue Flame. The other one said, Do you want me? So I've actually been hit on by a ghost. True story. And, well, perhaps it wasn't quite intended in that context. But I've had a candle fly in front of me in Notre Dame in Paris, and at Old Fort Niagara, I didn't capture it, but I was there as a TV2 camera person captured the sounds of booted footsteps and a slamming wooden door. And then, of course, the experiences. The day my father died, we were singing Bye Bye Miss American Pie. It was really weird. Now, the day my father died, the year anniversary, a hummingbird hovered in front of my driver's, like, I got into the car, started it up, and a hummingbird, like, stared at me for 5 seconds through the window. Happened again, the same thing 1 year later. And my dad and I had this thing about hummingbirds. Now, was that a coincidence? Yeah, you could say it was a coincidence, just one of those things, but why on that day? Why a hummingbird to the exclusion of all other birds? And why on those 2 days, the first and second anniversary of the old man's death, to the exclusion of all other days, would a hummingbird do that, the exact same motion? Weird. Can I say with definition that it was paranormal? No, I cannot. But I know what I saw at Notre Dame in Paris before that, you know, before it burned down, that candle flying in front of me. But I've never seen a ghost. I'm envious of those of you who have. And as I think I said a minute ago, somebody said, I used to hate your ghost shows until I actually saw one. Oh! And I love corroboration. Now, the last call was so gripping because it wasn't just the construction dude that saw the ghost of the little girl, but another worker, actually he said workers plural, have seen apparitions in the same place. So when you've got multiple people saying things independent of one another, that's important. I enjoy corroboration. And if you've got any legit ghost photos, you know, I tried doing this on Facebook, but people abused it. They put up pictures of Joe Biden. I said, you know, prove that ghosts exist or whatever. And it's just like, no, I want real, you know, evidentiary ghost photos. Don't Photoshop me to death. You know, I have a great sense of humor, but I'm looking for real documentation. You know, that's what I like. Anyway, one line is open only, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Jinx in Niagara, you are on. I love the nickname. Hello.
Hey, Tom, how you doing, buddy?
Brother.
You get a lot of scary stories that come out of Niagara Falls. Now, this one definitely came out of Niagara Falls. Now, this is going back to the very late 90s.
Wait, I thought you were talking about the mob hits. Never mind.
Right? When I was still with my son's mother, we rented a house on the south side of the city. It was a great big duplex, a big four-bedroom upstairs. It was one of those rare occasions on the weekend where we didn't have any of the kids. The kids had activities and they were being elsewhere. So me and her decided to stay home one night, and we're going to catch up like on a Law and Order marathon or something like that. So it was during a commercial break back when we had like normal TV, okay? I decided I was going to go upstairs and take a leak, and she was going to take my dog and put it out back. So she went one way, I went the other. I went upstairs, and I got this real long hallway. I went into the bathroom. The bathroom was like kind of long. When you walked in and you walked alongside of the bathtub to get back to where the other parts of the bathroom were. Well, as soon as I walked into the bathroom, you just had that feeling. Again, I've heard other callers talk about this feeling. Like, mm-hmm. Remember, like back in the day, when you the old kind of TVs, you knew it was on even though you didn't see it. That kind of electrical feeling.
Yeah, kind of a fuzzy thing. Yeah, like staticky.
Right. Now, there was no reason I would have had that back in that bathroom. So I walked in the bathroom, just had that feeling. I'm like, okay, I stopped, and I put the light on, and I walked past the tub, and the shower curtain was kind of back halfway. And I just, like, stopped because it just, like, and I stopped, and I looked to my right, and there was a girl standing in my bathtub. And she looked like she was kind of scared to see me. And I, like, I mean, Tom, I looked her dead in the eyes. She, like, kind of put her head up and looked at me, like, kind of confused, scared. And as soon as I did that, there was, like, a thunderous boom downstairs. I'm like, okay. And I turned around. I swear to God, I hit two steps on the way down the stairs.
Oh, my goodness.
I made it right through the foyer, and I was going to run to see what happened. I didn't know what. It just scared the living hell out of me. And as soon as I made that right, I'm running, and my ex at the time, she comes ripping through the dining room, and she runs right into me face first. We both clocked heads, and she's, like, crying. I'm going, you all right? And she goes, there's somebody in the backyard. I go, what do you mean somebody in the backyard? Well, apparently when she let my dog out in the backyard, now, mom, this is same synchronicity. This is like a matter of synchronicity. When she let the dog in, he had to go out. She opened the back door. He went on the back deck and went up in the yard. And he turned around, like he barked. And then he turned around, and he's a big shepherd. And he started crying and ripped back past her. She goes, what is the matter with you? And she looked up, and she seen this, like, guy. She goes, he was definitely a taller guy, crunching through the leaves, coming up toward the deck. And she, like, oh, my God, there's somebody in our backyard. And she slammed the door, which is what that big boom was, okay? And I said, there was a girl in the bathroom right now. She goes, get out. I said, I'm telling you. And we were both, like, freaked out. And that whole feeling was, like, around us the whole time. And we actually going upstairs. I sent my dog, Bo, at the time. I sent him. I said, go upstairs. That dog will not go upstairs.
Whoa. Okay, I have to ask, the girl standing in your bathtub, was she clothed?
She was clothed. And it was, like, very – I'm going to say – I don't know. She had, like, just, like, period correct hair. Okay, now this is where
correct to what period?
Okay, this is where the story gets weird. We were explaining this to my neighbors at the time. They're long past. I mean, they were, like, well in their 80s, but they were still, like, really, you know, with it at the time. We were telling them about the house, you know, because we used to joke about it. We always said, oh, that place is haunted, ha, 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 right? And we told him about what happened, and the man's face, like, kind of dropped as he's, like, looking at me. He goes, girl. I said, yeah. He goes, Shelly seen a man. I said, yeah. He was tall. I said, yeah. And he looked at his wife, and he goes, and she was, like, put her hands over her mouth. We're like, what? And you may want to look up some stories on this. Now, this is, like I said.
Please don't give me last names. No last names, but email me.
Okay, no. We ended up going to the Niagara Falls Library and looking up old past articles. Now, back in the early 50s, I guess there was, like, a cannery right in that area of Niagara Falls. What Shelley had seen was, like, this guy. He looked like he was kind of wearing, like, a rain slicker kind of deal. And she goes, she can't really remember the color, but it looked like a cape kind of deal. Now, this news story went that this guy, I guess, he got separated from his daughter because he abused her a lot. Like, not sexually or anything like that, but I guess he used to beat her. And she used to go to that house to hide because she knew the family that lived in that house. Now, this is going back in the 50s, and apparently he passed away, and they don't know whatever happened with the girl, per se. But they remember that story as happening. Because they lived there at that time in the early 50s. They were there a long time.
Well, okay, I mean, typically a newspaper wouldn't report in great detail on a family domestic situation. Did it end in a homicide?
No, that was the whole thing. There wasn't a lot of great detail to it, but apparently that this man was taken into custody for, like, domestic abuse of some sort. And we're kind of putting two and two together, and this has come from the old couple, and they said that had to have been what it was because he used to go looking for her all the time, and he would find her at that house.
Okay, hold on, because this, folks, when I tell you these stories get better every year, I mean it. This is a story. I got to know more about this. And, dude, hang on, but my email is tom@wben.com. I want to know, like, I want to know everything I can know. I'm intrigued. Find a woman sitting in my bathtub. That's highly unfortunate. Ghost stories. Honestly, I'm going to do a lot less COVID shows moving forward. If you think you're COVIDed out, I'm the one who's had to host the damn things. How do you think I feel? I feel your pain. So the only thing I can see that we'll do is maybe more mandate shows, but I want to get away from COVID to the greatest degree possible. And today is ghost stories. I'm going to do another ghost story show as long as no breaking news gets in our way between now and Halloween. All right. But you guys, like, our phone on Monday was going off the hook with people saying, is Tom doing a ghost show this year? Yeah, I'm going to do two. Let me get back to Jinx in Niagara. So here's the deal. He is with a woman. The woman takes the dog outside to do its business. He goes upstairs because he's got to urinate. The shower curtain in the bathtub is half open, or you know, it's peaked open a bit. He looks in the bathtub. He's got a woman standing, and the woman is scared to see him. Now, the woman you saw, could you see through her, or was she solid?
No, this is what freaked me out. She was like there, like if I was staying in front of you and you were looking at me, okay? It was that vivid.
And was she a complete body?
From what all I remember is like her face, really. That yeah, there was a body. And like I said, I'm trying to remember exactly what she wore.
But you didn't hang out long enough to see her dematerialize.
Good Lord, no. I turned around, and like I said, ripped out of that bathroom. I hit about two stairs on the way back downstairs.
And at the same time, you heard a giant boom, which was your then girlfriend coming back into the house in terror because the dog and your ex spotted some dude crunching leaves walking in your backyard. And then the neighbors tell you that, oh yes, back in the 50s, this guy used to come to that house to abuse his daughter, and she used to hide in the house.
Correct.
And you actually found a newspaper article referencing this.
Yes, we did.
And did anything happen after that particular occasion?
In that house? No.
Well, I mean, I would definitely just leave it with that story. I got to try to limit it to one story per person due to demand. But, dude, that's a really awesome story. I guess the obvious question would be, how do you know that somebody just didn't happen to break into your house and, I mean, there's some sick people in the world, and just hide in your bathtub? How do you know that you really saw was a ghost and not somebody who was doing a breaking and entering?
We went to that house, Tom. Like I said, we went to send my dog back up the stairs, and he wouldn't go up the stairs, and we both went upstairs like a couple of scared children. And like I said, there was nobody in the house besides her, the dog, and I. And we went back upstairs and looked around. We went through all the bedrooms and everything. And, you know, the more that we didn't find anything, the more braver we kind of got.
What color hair did she have?
From what I recall, it was like a dark chestnut color, like a brunette.
Wow. Was it, you said something about the style. Are we talking beehive? What are we talking about?
No, it was like, I would say it looks like maybe like a 50s style hairdo. I don't know how to define it per se.
Okay. What street was this on?
This was on C Street, off Hyde Park Boulevard.
Okay. If anybody on that street has had an experience in a house similar to that, call this program, because that would be corroboration, at least theoretically. I mean, subject to...
I'm trying to give you some form of corroboration. Like I said, my ex... We're still very tight. We're still very close after all these years. And she will corroborate that story nine ways a Sunday because we still bring it up every once in a while.
No, you know what? I am not doubting your veracity. What I am saying is I love corroboration because it simply increases your veracity.
Gotcha.
You know, thank you very much. I appreciate your call.
Tom, I love you, buddy.
Thank you. A great call. And, you know, again, I'm a big believer in corroboration. A few years ago, some weird things were happening to me, and I was like, you know, okay, the more people who are going through this with me, the better, because, yeah, it's really happening, and no, I'm not crazy. Anyway, it is, not any more than you. It is 4:57 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly Ghost Stories. We've got another hour coming up, and I'll tell you something. If the final hour of this program is anything like the first 3 hours of this program, it's going to kick some serious butt. Best ghost show ever.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.